This gentleman started his business just like everyone else, exploded his business, absolutely exploded it all across the country. He and his wife, Sherry, have built a massive organization that makes them the number seven income earners in all of Abbott Energy. And with his leadership, he won the Thompson Leadership Award in 2013 because of his commitment and his dedication to success with the team. Please welcome Justin Teitel. Come to the call.
Thanks, Bear. I'm excited to be on the call tonight, and I appreciate you hosting it and getting us kicked off.
Pleasure. Go for it.
Okay, thanks very much. Hey, we appreciate everyone being on the call tonight, and I was super excited when I was listening to the kickoff of the call, hearing all the people that are registered for Simulcast 2016. I can't believe I'm actually going to say those words, 2016, shocking. But Bear did a great job promoting our upcoming power trip that's coming up this next week, and Cher and I are flying up to Albany, New York with all the other Ambit leaders. And we're excited to be there as well. But if you're not registered or your team's not registered yet and you want to do so, I encourage you to go to ambitpowertrip.com to do that. Now, before I talk to you tonight about our training to help you and build your business, I do want to spend a few minutes on upcoming impending events, because big impending events is what allows you to grow your business. And Ambit has done studies over the years about the difference between people that attend impending events and get their team to attend events, big events like Ambition, Power Trip, Simulcast. And they've actually done studies where the people that attend and have their team attend, their income goes up more than the people that don't. And, you know, this last Ambition, we had a lot of exciting announcements. And ever since Sherry and I started, we always track the amount of money that we've earned each month and each year, and it continues to grow. But what I want to share with you about this last big impending event that we had, which was Ambition 2015, Sherry and I, our income compared to last Ambition 2014, our income went up that 1 month after Ambition as a whole over 35% compared to the previous year. Now, that wasn't just because Sherry and I were there. It's because our group has continued to grow, and the people that in attendance that we've encouraged to get there were there, and they were excited, and they caused that to happen. But the reason why I share that with you is each impending event we want you to be at, we want you to do your best job to get each person that you can to these events. Yes, Bear talked about it earlier about the special announcements that everyone gets to hear and the attendee-only promotion. But the most important thing that happens is when you go out and build your business and go back to your local market, there's always two sales that are going on. It's you telling a potential customer or consultant why they should join Ambit as a consultant or why they should switch their electricity or natural gas provider over to Ambit Energy. And the other sale is them coming back at you and telling you the reasons why they don't want to become a consultant or why they don't want to become an Ambit Energy customer. And the person that has the bigger conviction and belief level and enthusiasm usually wins that battle. And when you're new in Ambit, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, your conviction level is really low, and it's hard to sometimes fight against that other person that's telling you why you don't want to do it. However, if you attend a big event, your conviction, your belief, the stories that you hear, the people that you get to meet, it raises your ability to talk to somebody in a more excited and an intelligent way to get them to see the benefits of either becoming a customer or becoming a consultant. Now, what I want to share with you guys tonight is the five basic steps that Sherry and I have used since we started in Ambit Energy to build our Ambit business and that we've taught to others as well. See, we're just like every single person on this call. When we started in Ambit Energy, we had no customers, no consultants. I had no idea what a kilowatt was, but we had the vision of what we could potentially do from Ambit. We went from no income to one of Ambit's top money earners and earned millions of dollars with Ambit. And so what I want to share with you tonight is just the five simple basic steps that we've used from day one to build our business. And we realize this call requires two sets of people. Bear and I and all the other guest speakers, we have to be on the call as speakers to share with you the things that have helped us to build our business. But the other party is you guys that are listening, the listeners to our call. And you are the lifeblood and the future success of Ambit Energy. And we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule tonight to dial in for 30 minutes to learn how you can build a successful business so you too can go from a few customers and a few consultants and achieve your next promotion and then ultimately work towards your million-dollar yellow jacket and whatever other dreams that you want in Ambit Energy. So if you have a pen and piece of paper, I encourage you to take some notes on what I'm going to go over with you to help you in building your business. So the very first thing that I want to talk to you about, and it's really a basic step, but our business is a contact sport. Yes, you get started in Ambit Energy, and you're going to think of the first few people that pop into your head that you want to talk to about becoming a customer or a consultant, but it's important that you go beyond that and make a written list of every single person you know. You want to try to get it to a minimum of 100 people, but you can easily push it towards 1,000 contacts on your list. Remember, this is a basic but critical step for your success because you've made a financial commitment to get started in Ambit, whether it was during open enrollment or $75 or $150 or $429. We all made some type of financial commitment to start in Ambit Energy, but the names on your list are ultimately your working capital. And what I want you to remember is that the people that you think will be interested in our business sometimes won't, and the people you think won't be interested in the business sometimes will. I'm shocked. There's people I thought, and never in a million years would this person be interested in joining Ambit Energy, and they do it. So it's important never to prejudge anybody about our business, whether it's a customer or a consultant, and call every single person because ultimately if you don't touch base with them, somebody else will. And what I want you to think about when you're making your list is not, you don't have to know all the information about them. It might be somebody out of your hot market or warm market or cold market, but just make your list and that's something that you're going to continue to work off of. So number two is you've got to start contacting the people on your list. Sherry and I have talked about it all the time, you know, how to be successful. Some people think it's a big, quick race to success, and our belief is it's consistency to success. It's about contacting one person a day and ultimately following up with one person a day. Now, there's several ways that you can show people the business. You can let them look at an online presentation, read the company magazine, listen into our national presentation call, come to a live presentation, go to a webinar, whatever it is, whatever way you decide to do, once a day you have to have somebody look at your Ambit Energy business. Now, people ask us all the time, you know, should we talk to them about becoming a customer or a consultant? My answer is always yes. There's no right formula. Sometimes you lead with the opportunity, show them to be a consultant, and they default and say, I'm not interested, they'll become a customer. Other times you'll talk to them about becoming a customer, and then they'll ultimately become a consultant. So you can lead with one or the other. Neither one's wrong. You just have to be leading. Don't worry about having all the information before you talk to somebody. We have people in our group that don't drive cars, that don't have access to the internet. English isn't their first language. They're what we like to call ignorance on fire. They just go out and do it, and they figure out how to be successful, but they're doing something consistently each and every day. Now, when you go out and talk to somebody, and I'll give you a 30-day success formula. If you haven't achieved the results that you want in your Ambit business, just for the next 30 days, try it. Prospect one person a day, follow up with one person a day. At the end of 30 days, you're going to have 30 prospects in your prospect funnel. Some are going to say yes, some are going to say no, and then some you're going to have to follow up on. But when you run into somebody that has questions or concerns or needs to get some more information, don't feel like you have to do it alone. Find out who your upline success system is. You obviously know who your sponsor is. That's the person that brought you in the business. But you can log into PowerZone, the top right-hand corner of PowerZone. There's a button that says Contact Us, and it'll give you your coded upline. It'll give you everyone who's your regional senior executive and national consultant. Now, they're there to help you, but I encourage you to go through the chain of command. So first ask your sponsor for help. If they can help you, fantastic, great. Then go to the regional, senior, executive, and then national. But follow that chain of command when you're looking for help. when you're new in Ambit, that's the first place you're going to start. But as you grow your Ambit Energy business, you're going to develop contacts outside of the people in your upline that might be able to help you as well and answer people's questions. Number three is work on your first promotion. Now, I know there's people in this line tonight that are regionals, seniors, executives, and even national consultants. So when a new consultant gets started, it's important that we teach everyone the basics of 5-2-6. Gather 5 customers, personally sponsor 2, and build a team of 6, and work on that first promotion. And if you look at our compensation plan, every single promotion is built on helping people become regional consultants. And then ultimately, if you teach enough people to become regional consultant, you can promote to senior. And then once you've mastered that, you need to do the exact same thing with 5 people in your senior team, help them become regional, and then ultimately promote to senior. But the most important promotion is the next one. If you're a brand new consultant, you're trying to get to regional. If you're a regional, you're trying to get to senior. Our business is built on the simple, basic steps each and every day. When somebody comes up to me and says, you know, I want to be an executive consultant and I'm going to do it, you know, by ambition of next year, I always ask them, okay, let's talk about when you're going to become a regional consultant, because that's the first promotion that they need to get to. Number 4 is about participation. Coach Joe Dean says it best. He's an executive consultant here in Dallas. He said, you know, it's impossible for one dead battery to jumpstart another dead battery. And that's what our business is about. It's about surrounding yourself with successful people. If you want to be successful in our business, find somebody that's wearing a yellow jacket, find out what they did, and do the exact same thing. See, our business is really about being a good researcher. It's finding all the key nuggets that people that have been successful are doing, and you take one little nugget from each person and make it your own personality, and then you can go and become successful. It's kind of like Power Trip that's coming up this week. There's going to be the top 10 money earners in Ambit Energy that's going to be there. Actually, the number 11 money, top 11 money earners are going to be there. Jim and Kim Mason as well will be there. And you're going to get a chance to hear from 11 individuals or couples that have made in excess of $1 million each. They're going to share with you what they did to be successful. And you just need to take one point from each one of them. But you have to be there to be successful. Sharon and I tell consultants all the time, if you've had a great week, we need you at the event. And if you've had a bad week, you need to be at the event to be recharged. A light does not work unless it's plugged in. Your success to Ambit Energy does not work unless you're plugged in to the events. And then number 5 is you ultimately have to take ownership and pride in your business. I haven't seen anyone yet become an Ambit millionaire and become successful by becoming an Ambit secret agent. Secret agent, they're in Ambit, they don't tell anybody. You have to let everyone in your circle of influence and the people that you meet and interact with in the future that you're involved with Ambit. You might necessarily get them as customers or consultants today, but they might be next week, next month, next year, down the road. People have watched Sherry and I over the years become successful, and they've become customers or consultants down the road. But one of the biggest things I want to make sure that you don't ever give anyone the opportunity to tell you is that when you become a secret agent and quit Ambit, they tell you, I told you so. I told you that wasn't going to work. And the only way you can give that power to them is if you decide not to work your Ambit Energy business. But ultimately, taking pride and ownership in your business is important. And make sure you're prepared to do business. You know, it's basic things like, do you have Ambit business cards? Do you have some customizable flyers? Do you have your company magazine? Does it have your little nameplate stuck on it somewhere? You know, think about the company magazine. It's a great tool. Think about this. The next time you go into your dentist or doctor or chiropractor's office or hair salon, when you're waiting for your appointment in the waiting room and sitting on the table beside you is usually what? Magazine. Every time Sherry and I go to the doctors or go somewhere, we've got company magazines sitting in our car, and we take every opportunity we can to drop it right there beside Time Magazine and Glamour. You never know who's going to pick it up. We've sponsored consultants, and gathered customers because we left our magazine out there. Not happens every time, but we're willing to plant that seed to see what happens. And the other thing that's super easy, taking ownership of your business, wear some Ambert apparel. I mean, in our back office in Power Zone, you can buy a T-shirt, you can buy a shirt, you can buy a golf cap, you can buy tons of ambitized items that you can wear and use to let people know that you're involved in Ambit Energy. So as a quick recap, what are the five steps? Number one, you got to make a written list of every single person you know and realize that it's a living, breathing document. Number two is you have to contact people on your list, and the easiest way to do that is to follow the 30-day action plan. Prospect one person a day, follow up with one person a day. Number three is work on your first promotion. Brand new in the business, figure out how to get to regional consultant. And if you're already in the business, work on your next promotion. Number four is participate and plug in. I heard this long time ago when I started in the direct sales and network marketing industry. It said, all the successful people plug in and are at the meetings, trainings, and quarterly events. But not necessarily everyone that goes to one event is successful, but all the successful people there are week in and week out. And then ultimately, number five is take pride and ownership in your business. Make sure people around you know that you're an Ambit Energy consultant. You never know when you're going to meet the next Bear Gordon, Brian McClure, Steve Thompson, all the great leaders that we have, Chris and Debbie Atkinson, Ray Monty, Esther Spina, Carlos Marin. What happens if the next person that you meet isn't them, but they go sponsor one of those people that become an Ambit millionaire? And because you went out and talked to somebody and started the wheels in motion, you can build a business that will create generational wealth. Now, I know I spent some time going over these five steps for you, but I wanted to leave some time for Bear just so he and I could talk back and forth. And if there's any specific questions that he think would be beneficial to the listeners dialing in tonight that I can address, well, I'd be happy to do that. So, Bear, if you're with me, I turn it back over to you.
Okay, I am with you. And just one quick question. When you're making that list and you're talking to people, how much information do you give them up front?
Oh, that's a great question. I try and treat our Ambit business like giving somebody a haircut over the phone. It's next to impossible to cut somebody's hair over the phone. I need to give them enough information to cause curiosity, but not enough information that they think they can make a decision whether it's for them or not. And sometimes they'll say, oh, you know, it's not really for me. But I always encourage them to say, you know, there's lots of people in our business, myself included, that didn't think that Ambit was for them. I originally told my sponsor, Steve Thompson, many times that I wasn't interested. But when I finally took the time to gather all the information, I made a decision to get started in Ambit Energy based upon what I saw. So I ask people, don't prejudge it. Like me trying to give you a haircut over the phone wouldn't go very well. I'd like to let you hear all the information about the company, the industry, the service, the compensation plan before you make a decision. After you listen to all that, you don't want to do it, no problem.
That's awesome. And one more question. I don't want to say this. When you look back at your success in Ambit Energy, now you're a million-dollar income earner, you've got the yellow jacket. As you look back at your success and what you and Sherry have created, in the short time that you've been at Ambit Energy, what would be the one thing that you would tell a new consultant that would make a difference for them and would help them become one of Ambit's newest millionaires?
Wow, that's a great question. Is to get started, plug in, and master the basics. Getting started's easy. Plugging in's a little harder, and the mastering the basics is simple to do. It just takes consistency. It's always the easy things that people make hard. In our business, it's making the hard things easy. And how do you become successful in our business? It's mastering what some people think is hard, which is gathering some customers and sponsoring consultants, but it's really easy to do once you've mastered the basics. Sherry and I are like every single person on this call. when we talked to the very first person about being a customer or consultant, we were scared because we didn't know what we were talking about. We hadn't made money. But as we've gone and become successful in Ambit and built the business, our comfort level grew because we mastered the basics. And we mastered the basics just like a new baby learns to walk. The first time they learn to walk, pull themselves up on some furniture, their legs shake, they try to take a step, wham, they fall. But they keep on trying over and over again, and we all end up seeming to figure out how to walk. Walking's a pretty simple thing to do once you've got it, but it seems hard and impossible to do the very first time it's tried.
There you go. Hey, listen, I really appreciate that. Hey, we want to thank Justin for being on the call, folks. Don't hang up just yet. But I want to thank Justin for being on the call. You always give us great value. It's to the point. It's very specific. And those of you on the call right now, I'm going to recommend that you listen to this call again. You can get this call at topambitleaders.com. Once again, topambitleaders.com. Go to the training tab. Look for Sunday night calls, and in a couple of days, we'll have this call up with Justin Title as well. I know that you probably have people on, that are not on the call that this information would apply directly to. And once again, Justin, thank you for being on the call, and I'll talk to you soon.
Excited to be on. Oh. Thanks, Bear. Appreciate your time and having me on.
Good deal. Okay, folks, one of the things I wanted to mention to you is that I had the great opportunity this past weekend to attend and participate with Mary and Richard and Wado's conference. They had a power training in Dallas, Texas this past Saturday. It was a very profound training. Folks, I cannot impress upon you enough to get to some of these local and regional trainings. They're happening all over the place. I know that John Morrison had a training in Temple, Texas this past Saturday as well. I know Pastor Kenny Smith was there. There have been numerous trainings that are going on the East Coast, and will be going on again soon. Plug into your local trainings. That's where you're going to get a lot of information. Take the time to get together with the people during lunch, during the breaks, because there's a lot of information that is caught versus taught just by being around other leaders, asking them questions, and listening to what's going on. And one of the things that Mary said that was really profound for me is as you're making your list and you're starting to work your list, you got to realize that everyone is going to hear about Ambit Energy. You need to have a sense of urgency to call those people on your list that you would be absolutely embarrassed if they heard about Ambit Energy before you told them about it. If they called you to tell you about Ambit Energy and find out that you had already been in Ambit Energy and you hadn't called them, you need to realize this business is going to explode. It's continuing to explode all across the country, and we're going to go international at some point. Everyone is going to hear about it. Make sure that you do your part to get your piece of the pie, to build your financial future for yourself and your family as well. And listen, we're going to do this call again next Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. I want to thank you guys for being on the call. Make sure that you plug into the local meetings.